Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Beach Boys classic, Good Vibrations. Mike Love and all the Beach Boys singing and lyrics from Mike Love. Hi, Mike. Good to have you on our show again.
Hello, Bob. Thanks for having me on your program.
I always heard that Good Vibrations had its genesis in Brian's interest in why dogs would bark at certain people. Is that right?
That is correct. My Aunt Audrey, his mom, told him about dogs picking up vibes. So that led to him structuring this beautiful track. And then I came up with the lyrics on the way to the session. I dictated to my ex-wife while we were driving. I was driving, and I just dictated the poem to her. And then I presented it to Brian, and Carl sang the lead, and I sang the chorus lead, and then we all did the harmonies together.
Yeah, I'm never that creative when I'm driving. What's your secret?
It was panic, but because I procrastinated until the day of the recording. So but it flowed right out. It was the '60s, right? So I wanted to do something that was evocative of a girl who's all into peace and love and flower power.
Mm-hmm. Mike Love and the Boys for an evening of fun, coming to the Genesee Theater Friday, June 2nd. Tickets available now at the Genesee Theater box office and also Ticketmaster. Mike, do you have favorite memories of playing in the Chicago area over the years? You have so many fans here. I know you wish they all could be California girls, but the Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel all right, don't they?
They do. In fact, I married a girl from Chicago, Jacqueline, yes. And so I guess the Midwest farmers always play an important role in my life, yeah. Or particularly this one. Anyway, we normally in the summer, we've often played at Ravinia, which is a really great place to it's like a picnic or something for a lot of the people, and there's a pavilion there. But this summer we're going to the Genesee Theater, as you mentioned, on Friday, June 2nd.
Yeah, it's a great theater, fabulous place. You'll love it. One of the more fascinating parts of your life, Mike, I think, is 1967, when you did a UNICEF benefit in Paris and met George Harrison, John Lennon, and the Maharishi. And you eventually went to India with George, and that led you to a whole life of meditation, right?
That is correct. December of 67, we did that UNICEF show, and the curtain opened, and there's Maharishi in the front row with John Lennon and George Harrison on either side. I said, well, that's a heck of a first row. And just a couple of days later, Maharishi taught several of us meditation, transcendental meditation, and I've been doing it ever since. And I was invited to go to India by Maharishi, and when I got there, I didn't know it beforehand, the Beatles were all there. And George Harrison and I had our birthdays in the spring of 1968 in India. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a song called Pisces Brothers, because we're both Pisces. He's born on February 25th, I am March 15th. So therefore, we're both Pisces. And I wrote a song, which I do in a concert, called Pisces Brothers. It's a reminiscence and a tribute to George, really. He's such a great guy.
You want to find out more about that? Mike has a memoir, Good Vibrations, My Life as a Beach Boy. It's really, really a terrific book. Mike, we always hear about a so-called friendly competition between the Beach Boys and the Beatles surrounding Sgt. Pepper and Pet Sounds. What can you tell us about that?
Well, there was a competition, there's no doubt about that, but it wasn't a negative thing at all. I mean, we dug what they were doing, and they liked what we were doing. In fact, Paul McCartney's been so, generous in his praise of the Pet Sounds album. He made it required listening for his kids, and he said, good, God Only Knows was, you know, a perfect song and stuff. Well, you know, so he was in India. I was sitting at the breakfast table one morning, and he came down playing Back in the USSR, and I said, "You got to do all the talk about all the girls all around Russia and Ukraine and Moscow and Georgia on my mind," and he did. And turns out Sir Paul's capable of crafting a pretty neat tune handily. Anyway, yeah, there was a competition, but it was a friendly rivalry. You know, it wasn't negative at all.
Mike, you mentioned that you got the idea for Good Vibrations Drivin', and I wonder if when you wrote the very first Beach Boys song, which was that fun? No, Surfin'. And when you wrote that song, were you on a surfboard? Do you still remember?
Yes, I do remember going down to Redondo Beach with Dennis Wilson. He went back and told his brother, and Brian said, we got to do a song about surfing, because it was a big deal around Southern California. People dressed a certain way and they talked a certain way, had a certain attitude and stuff. I mean, if the surf was up, you would probably miss a couple of classes in school. We'd just head out and enjoy the beach. It was so close to where we grew up. So, yeah, it was... That was the inspiration. The environment in Southern California is the inspiration for our songs. But how do you get to the beach? In a car. We loved all the cars. So one side of our 45s, the single records we had in those days, was a Surfin' song. The other side was a car song. 409 or Shut Down or I Get Around, you know, Little Deuce Coupe. So we still do those songs to this day. We get retro in our concerts, and we do our Surfin' songs, do Surfin' USA and Surfin' Safari, and we do our car songs and stuff, it's a lot of fun. We have a good time on stage.
Yeah, you wrote so many of the great hits over the years with Brian Wilson, and we mentioned Surfin', Good Vibrations, Fun, I Get Around, Surfin' Safari, Help Me Rhonda, Do It Again, Kokomo, California Girls. And on California Girls, that's Bruce Johnston singing, and he's going to be with you at the show at the Genesee, right?
Yeah, Bruce's first song he sang was this California Girls in 1965, and he's still with us. And, he was a great singer and producer on his own. But he joined us because Ryan left the touring group in late 1964. And Glenn Campbell filled in for a few months, and then Bruce Johnston came along and filled in for Glenn. So he's been around decades. So
I asked Smokey Robinson how he feels when he hears one of his songs on the radio, because they're always played. And with the Beach Boys, you're still all over the radio. How do you feel when one of the songs come on? Different story, different thoughts going through your head with each song?
Well, each song carries us back to a different situation, different time, different subject matter, you know. It's a thrill to hear your songs on the radio. I mean, it was a huge, enormous thrill when we heard Surfin' on the radio. It was played on a radio station in L.A. that they played like four or five songs, and the one that got the most phone-in requests became the song of the week for the next week. And we had so many cousins and aunts and uncles, we easily won that contest. And Surfin' became that song that got played. And it did really well in Los Angeles. I think it went to number two, but it was on a small label. But we then went to Capitol Records, and that was Surfin' Safari, Surfin' USA, I Get Around, Fun, Help Me, Rhonda, California Girls, Good Vibrations, all those, and the Pet Sounds album, a party album with Barbara Ann. We had a tremendous amount of hits in just a few years with Capitol Records.
Mike, is there any way, any chance you would ever perform with cousin Brian Wilson again?
Then I would never say never, but he's not in very good shape. He's in a wheelchair and taking a walker to the wheelchair to the stage and stuff when he was traveling with his own band and stuff. But yeah, I wouldn't say no, but maybe a recording or something.
Yeah, that would be great. I had a chance to see Brian at Ravinia some years ago. He was still in fairly good shape, and it was just thrilling to see him. And it's going to be fun seeing Mike Love and company. And it's Friday, June 2nd at the Genesee Theater, which is a great spot if you haven't been there. It's a wonderful theater, and tickets are available now at that box office, also Ticketmaster. Always good to catch up with you, Mike. All the best to you.
Thank you so much, Bob. And, those theaters are my favorite place to play because you can see and hear, and everybody has a great experience, including us.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to keeping those good vibrations going on June 2nd.
There you go. They don't build them like that anymore. Have a great time, Mike. Stay healthy.
Thank you, Bob. All right.